change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Yes, yes, yes. A change is definitely needed in so many facets of our lives. Hey. Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge. I got a quick podcast. I like how I do that. All my podcasts I say are quick. But I got a podcast for you today. That we got to remain focused on what's really happening. A lot of times we can be fooled by the abracadabra. But what I mean was, there was a situation, and I'm sure everybody's heard about it, on tour three. I'm not going to go into any of the details. But what I want to say to you is, don't fall for the abracadabra. And the abracadabra in this case is the branch president and Chief Stewart are battling. Let me tell you, that could be, I guess everybody know I'm not probably on her Christmas list, but that's what so many people. But what I want to say to you is this. The issue that took place is a issue I have with management, not with the union. So don't fall into that nonsense. And I hate to talk so ambiguous, but I really can't discuss what happened. But I want the members to know that I am a president for the members. So when I have an issue, I don't have issues with other employees. My issue is with management. Now, it's unfortunate that Kathleen and I had conversation or whatever you want to call it. But my issue is not with Kathleen. And I really need you to understand that. My issue is with management, as all union issues should be. And I'm taking the time to explain that because if you don't state the issue, then the issue can be very easily misinterpreted, and then you've got another issue. For example, if I kneel during the anthem, the national anthem, to protest police brutality, some may actually think I'm protesting the anthem. And I say that to say my fight in this issue is not with the union. My fight as a union president is always with management. And I need you to get behind the fight. That's the fight. I need you to get behind the fight. And I need us as a group of people to understand that we have rights and we have a contract. And when management violates those rights or that contract, then we have to become a little more vocal as we voice our displeasurement. And I hope I'm making sense, and I want the members to understand this is not something that should divide the union, but strengthen the union. So, again, how many times have you heard me say in a podcast that lead clerks don't supervise mail handlers? How many times have you heard me say in a podcast to the members, if you are on a higher level assignment, ensure that management gives you the proper documentation? So these are some of the issues that kind of transpired on yesterday. But I want you to understand, my issue is an issue that I'm going to bring to management. But my issue is not with Kathleen, the Tour 3 Stewart. I need you to understand that. Okay? You know, it's funny. Now, I'm not even going to touch that, but members understand this, okay? Lead clerks should not supervise mail handlers. And if you are on a higher level, it is the obligation, it is part of the management package that they provide you, that 1723 written order of assignment every time you're on a high level assignment. I don't care that they think they're too busy to do that. That was agreed upon at a national level. And we have to be a little more tenacious as we enforce that. Hey, listen, that was my talk for you today. And I'm going to leave you with a really touching song. Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. That change will be 180 degrees, new direction, Kenny Hodge, local president, 2020. Let's get behind the movement, folks. Peace.